Tourism is the second largest industry in the state. The summer of 2019 was a big year for the industry. Over $3 billion were spent in Wyoming, and tourism generated $230 million in tax revenues. Wyoming Office of Tourism Director Diane Schober says the state has set even loftier goals for 2020. But as Schober speaks with Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska, she says this year, COVID-19 has hit tourism hard, but there's hope that things could improve.
So the good news is that the fundamental strategy hasn't changed, because Wyoming has always been wide open spaces, a road trip destination. And so this is a destination where people have always, for that, we don't have to change much. And that's good, because for destinations that do have to completely reinvent who they are and how they are in this, for travelers in a COVID world, Wyoming doesn't have to do that. And still wide open spaces, not very many people, beautiful, outdoor national parks, dude ranches, state parks. So our product and the product experience didn't have to change. And so what we have done just in our shift in marketing is obviously timing of how we're flighting it, because we're not doing anything internationally right now. We've shifted some dollars into our domestic campaign so that we could focus on that road trip. And then we're launching at the 1st of July an entire road trip campaign based on, we have routes, they're marketing routes, Salt to Stone, harnessing that whole west side of the state from Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake, up to Yellowstone National Park, the Black to Yellow, which runs across the North Corridor, the Black Hills to Yellowstone. Park to Park is from Rocky Mountain National Park to Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. And then the Rockies to Tetons. And the reason why they've been in place for many years is because the inspiration for most people's travel to Wyoming is our national icons. But then how do you really elevate the road trip along the way to or from? And so we're enhancing a campaign specifically around those routes, which gives us more opportunity to really focus on local communities along those routes. And that is repurposed money. That was not originally planned to be in the marketing budget this year.
So it's definitely kind of refocused much more on the road trippers of America.
Yeah. Just putting more emphasis on it. And you hear it. I mean, you see, if you, you see any kinds of ads for car commercials or any, a lot of brands and products, consumer products, they're all talking about this. So it's nice to be able to just, put yourself in there where people are already thinking about it. And because it already has been a road trip destination.
Right. And so how has tourism looked since we reopened?
Well, I think better than expected in a COVID world. I mean, the economics right now are not showing that there's any increase. Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Park, even through the first 10 days of June, were at maybe 57, 60% of where they were a year ago. And certainly, in terms of hotels and their occupancies, and they're still not anywhere near where they were before. We're seeing an uptick, but yet not to levels that really, we're still woefully behind where we were a year ago. And so there's a lot of room for opportunity for growth and development. And we just know by this, think about, in people who are maybe operating an Airbnb, they may need to have more space between guests so that they can have that kind of cleaning that they want to provide. In hotels, in a place like Yellowstone, where you need a large volume of employees, but you they're normally housed in dormitories. And if so there's some restrictions there on what you can actually open and what is available for overnight lodging. Some of the rafting companies have chosen not to operate this year because you can't social distance. And so in context, we're moving, we're in a much better place than we thought we would be, even 30 days ago. But we still have a long way to go to get back to what we would call normal. And I don't anticipate that we'll see that. Hopefully we see it in 21 is what I'm hopeful for.
So it is looking like it will pick up going forward, but it won't be like pre-COVID numbers.
That's exactly. I don't even need a crystal ball for that. What we want to do is leverage this, pray that wildfires stay contained and that they don't, there's other things that interrupt our tourism season in a normal year. And so we really don't need any further disruptions. And we want people to be safe out there. One of the last things we want is more outbreaks of this. And people have a responsibility to each other and to the experiences that they want. They may be slightly different under these circumstances, but they could still be really fulfilling and really enjoyable.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Diane.